officers will not be charged in tasing death, a Tennessee bill allows guns on campus, and a Navy SEAL is killed in action by ISIS hostiles. All that plus sports and weather on today's 5 o'clock news break on WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg. I'm Claire Rigney. Officers from South Boston will not be charged in the tasing of a Virginia man. Linwood Lambert Jr. died in 2013 after being tased several times by two officers. However, Halifax County Commonwealth Attorney Tracy Martin will not seek criminal charges, stating that there is not evidence directly correlating the tasing to Lambert's death. At the time, Lambert was taken into South Boston Police custody for a mental evaluation. Upon arriving to the hospital, Lambert kicked open the police cruiser window and ran to the ER. The officers tased him several times even after he was on the ground. The medical examiners have concluded that it was actually the cocaine in Lambert's system at the time that caused his death. A bill has been passed in Tennessee that allows guns on college campuses. The mandate was put into effect without Governor Bill Haslam's signature, who says that it does not follow his vision on, quote, retaining campus control, end quote. According to WSLS, the law allows full-time employees of public colleges who have a permit to carry a gun while on any property owned and operated by the college. Haslam added that the law was made to apply to certain situations and requires notification of law enforcement beforehand. Haslam said, quote, I hope that as a state, we will monitor the impact of this new law and listen to the feedback of higher education leaders responsible for operationalizing it, end quote. The law goes into effect July 1, 2016. A U.S. Navy SEAL was killed in action today in an attack by Islamic State forces. According to U.S. military officials, the SEAL, whose identity is being withheld until the family is notified, was attacked by enemy fire around 9 a.m., about 20 miles north of the ISIS-controlled city of Mosul. According to CNN, the SEAL was acting as an advisor to Kurdish Peshmerga forces. The SEAL was attacked after ISIS forces used truck bombs to push several miles deep into Peshmerga lines. A U.S. service member was also mortally wounded during the attack and died during a helicopter transport. This is the third death of a Navy SEAL since American forces were deployed to fight the ISIS threat in the summer of 2014. Now over to Brady Hess with your Hokie Sports News.
Thank you, Claire. Now time for your Hokie Sports Update. The Virginia Tech softball team will head down I-81 to Johnson City, Tennessee to take on the East Tennessee State Buccaneers in the last regular season matchup of the season. The Hokies are on a four-game winning streak, which includes a three-game weekend sweep over arch-rival Virginia. Tech is now 28-27 on the season, but just 8-12 on the road. Look for Maggie Tyler to continue to lead the Hokies this evening against the Bucks. East Tennessee State comes into tonight's matchup at 18-18 on the year. The Bucks most recently hosted Samford over the weekend. The Bucks dropped two of these three contests. In a series dating back to 2001, the Hokies hold a 12-1 advantage. First pitch is at 7 p.m. The Virginia Tech baseball team will head up through the coalfields of West Virginia to Morgantown to take on arch-rival West Virginia Mountaineers tonight at 6:30. The Hokies are coming off a weekend series in which the Hokies won one of three games in Chestnut Hill. Tech is 15-30 this season in what has been a season to forget in Blacksburg. West Virginia is 23-19 on the season and coming off a series win against Baylor. This is the 87th meeting between the two rivals in a series dating back to 1905. The Hokies hold a 53-32-1 edge in the series. That is all in Hokie Sports on your Tuesday. I am Brady Hess. Best of luck on finals. Now over to Dan with the weather.
Thank you very much, Brady. This morning through early afternoon saw overcast skies and rainy conditions before things dried out as the day progressed. This evening you can expect a northwest breeze to bring clouds into the area, accompanied by a slight chance of showers. The low for this evening will fall to 47 degrees. Tomorrow we'll see overcast skies and a chance of showers in the afternoon as temperatures creep up to 63 degrees. Tomorrow night will also feature a chance of rain with lows dipping to 43. The Bleaksburg special continues for Thursday as more rain is in the forecast. Highs in the afternoon will approach 55 degrees, and cloudy skies and rain will continue into Thursday night with lows once again dropping to 43 degrees. Friday morning will see a chance for rain showers before skies finally clear out. High temperatures will peak near 63 degrees, and Friday evening's lows will drop to around 47 degrees under partly cloudy skies. The weekend looks to be beautiful with sunny skies ruling the roost. The high on Saturday will be in the upper 60s, and lows for the evening will hover around the mid-50s. Sunday's high temperature will top out in the mid-70s, with the low in the mid-50s. That's all from your WUVT Weather Center. This is meteorologist Iceman Dan, signing off the weather for one last time. We'll throw it back to you, Claire.
Thanks, Dan. It's sunny in the New River Valley. It's 73 in Roanoke, 70 in Dublin and Pulaski, 66 in Marion, 61 near Bluefield, and it is 70 degrees outside the WUVT studios here in downtown Blacksburg, Virginia. For WUVT News, I'm Claire Rigney.
This is the story of a boy wizard whose name was Larry Smarter.
Larry, why weren't you in Professor Dinky Doodle's mythical creature classification class?
Larry wanted to go to college, so he visited knowhowtogo.org to find which glasses he really needed.
You missed the lesson on telling dragons from dragonflies.
Right. I want to go to college, so I'm taking Algebra 2, Biology, and a foreign language.
Foreign language? You mean so you can talk to unicorns?
Well, not exactly. Unless they're French.
But Larry had no time for unicorns, or even for Miss Petunia Tutti's time-traveling tutorial, which met every other yesterday at 25 o'clock.
Sorry I'm late. My snarkball game went into overtime.
And he knew knowhowtogo.org was way better than hoping for a snarkball scholarship. So, while his friends all aced invisibility, when Larry finally got to college, they were nowhere to be seen.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WUVT 90.7 FM Blacksburg.
Thank you. Now you can prove to your friends who aren't in the New River Valley that WUVT is the greatest radio station in the world. WUVT's live streaming webcast is on right now, so you can tune us in from anywhere. Tell everyone you know from near and far to check out www.wuvt.vt.edu and click on Listen to catch the latest in independent music. On the air and online, the greatest radio station in the world is WUVT-FM 90.7 Blacksburg.
Introducing the YMCA. Sure, you know the Y for a swim or a game of hoops, but we're more than that. We're a cause. When you take a jump shot at the Y, someone else is getting job training. Practice yoga as a team practices her leadership skills. We give people of all ages, incomes, and backgrounds a chance to learn, grow, and thrive. So while you might think of the Y as the place for lifting weights, we're also about lifting entire communities. That's the Y. We're so much more. Visit YMCA.net/more.